Hello and welcome to Radio Lammermuir. On this week's podcast, I talk to Ruth Plowden, owner of Johnstonbourne House and the lady responsible for Festival Gardens, a new addition to the programme which sees four of East Lothian's finest gardens open their gates exclusively for the Lammermuir Festival. Johnstonbourne is your family home and you've very kindly opened the gardens to the public, especially for the festival. The house itself has a rather exciting past. Can you tell me about it?
Well, the house was originally a highwayman's inn. People used to come off Sutra, drag the coaches down and bring them here, so the story goes, established in the early 17th century. And then every 100 years, somebody got some cash and built on another wing. So there's a big 18th century addition. And then the 19th century addition was built by Andrew Usher of Usher Hall fame. And he added on all the stupid bells and whistles in the tower.
How long have you lived at Johnstonbourne? And have you made any changes yourself to the garden since you've arrived?
We've lived here about 10 years. It took us 2 years to do up the house and another 3 years to do up all the other buildings. And the garden was part of that process. But we weren't really able to get going until about year two or three because the garden was infested with rabbits. The glass house had collapsed. So it's been a big job.
And the house itself dates back to the 17th century. Is there anything in the garden dating back to that period too?
No, I think the Ducat and the Apple House both date, which is also known as the gazebo, date back to the 18th century. We've got a cedar of Lebanon that people think is probably one of the oldest in the area. I'm not sure what date it is, but I would guess that it's probably around the time of the last additions to the house.
What period is the main garden design, or has it evolved over the centuries?
The bones of the garden are probably quite old. I think there's 18th century walls. The yew hedge is certainly quite old, but really everything apart from the bones and the trees and the glass house has been put in by us.
How do you maintain the gardens, Ruth, and are you a keen gardener yourself?
I'm a very keen gardener, but I've been ousted because we have a fantastic head gardener called Stephen Kellett, who came to us from the National Trust property Leith Hall in Aberdeenshire. And he's really so much better than me that I feel rather nervous about doing anything technical. He and I are very, very closely involved in all the design process.
What part of the garden is your favourite?
I personally have a huge fondness for the potager, which is a vast ornamental vegetable garden full of annual flowers and things as well. We grow every kind of fruit and veg you can possibly imagine, so that's probably my favourite.
The Lammermuir Festival happens in September. What's special about the garden at this time of year?
Well, I was particularly keen to showcase East Lothian's gardens because I think very often garden openings tend to be in May and June, and our garden is a very high summer garden, particularly this year because it's been such a rotten summer. I think everything will be quite late. So here it's vegetables, annuals, and then quite a lot of late season colour. We've got a very good hot border, which is bright reds and oranges at that time of year.
Johnstonbourne is one of four gardens open during the festival. Have you visited any of the other gardens? And if so, what are they like?
They're all very different, which is why I asked these gardens. And they're all rather sort of individually famous in their own right. Charles and Anne Fraser's garden is beautiful, absolutely done by themselves. Very small English cottage style garden. Lots and lots of intricate detail. Rob Dalrymple's Broadwood side is very design led, much more modern planting.
What concert during the Lammermuir Festival are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, obviously, as a director of the festival, I'm quite excited about all of it. My husband's particularly looking forward to Master and Commander because he's a great fan of the books. And I am riveted by what's going to happen at Tantallon because that's going to be unbelievable, I think.
In addition to Johnstonbourne House, visitors to the Lammermuir Festival can enjoy the gardens of Broadwoodside in Gifford, Shepherd House in Inveresk and St Mary's Pleasance in Haddington. For details of open days and times, please visit the events page on the website.